Yes. Okay, last time we learned, I think we left off on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We left off, the Gemara in the middle of the Amud had a teku, an Ibaida Leif Shita, regarding drinking the Mai Mamorim through a straw. If she's Yaitze, the Seder HaHashkoah through a straw. Last week I visited Eretz Yisrael, so I met Rabbi Nechemya Kleiman. He used to sit right over here. So he asked me to give his best wishes to the whole Chabura, whoever's still around. Okay. He's now a Shoyle Meshev in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. He's back into learning. Yeah. So we left off, I think, Boy Ravashi. Nishpucha mehem and ishtar mehem mahu. Teku. The Gemara has a suffix. How much my mamorim does she have to drink? Does she have to drink the whole cup full? Or if half of the cup spilled out, but there's still a revius left? Maybe even less than a revius. He's not sure. It doesn't say in Chumash, it doesn't say in Mishnayos. How much of the Mai Mamorim does she have to drink? So the Gemara says, Teku, they're not sure. Teku. Now the Gemara is commenting on the Pasuk. In the Pasuk in Chumash, in Parshas Nosa, we have the whole Parsha of Soito. So Pasuk Yutes starts, V'hishbio Yisra HaKohen V'yomal Ho'isho. He makes his Teke Shvua. Then you have two psukim later, Pasuk Chofalop says, Vaita v'hishbi akoin es ha'isho. It says twice, v'hishbi akoin. So the Gemara wants to know, Omrab zeir amarab, shtei shvuas amuris b'soita lomo. What is it, why does she take two different shvuas? What is that all about? Emfa di Gemara, achas koidim shenimcha kam gila, v'achas lacha shenimcha kam gila. One shvua she takes before they erase the Megillah, and then they repeat the shvua again after they erase the Megillah. So Igmar says, it doesn't fit in with the Chumash. It says you do the Mechikas HaMegillah after both of the Shavuos. So both Shavuos are before the Mechikas HaMegillah. So what is it all about? Maskif La Rabba, what are you talking about? Travaya, both the Psukim, both Pasuk Yutes, V'hishbi Ois HaKoyin, and Pasuk Chafal, they both say before the Mechikas HaMegillah. Travaya Koyim Shinim Chaka Megillah Ksivan. That's not what it says in Chumash. Elo my Rabba, different answer. The answer licked in the vet, and the Pasuk it says, Pasuk Yutes says, V'hishbi Ois HaKoyin. Pasuk Chafal says, V'hishbi HaKoyin Es Isha B'Shvua Sa'olo. So the two different things. One is a Shvua, one is a Shvua Sa'olo. So what's the difference? Shavua is a Shavua L'Sha'avar. The Kohen asks, are you innocent or guilty? Your husband is choshed that you're having an affair with someone else. What's the truth? So he says, innocent. He says, I want you to swear that you're innocent. So he says, V'hishbi'o isa'koin. She swears Shavua L'Sha'avar. Then a Shavua Sa'olo, she's accepting upon herself a curse. The Olo is a clause. She accepts upon herself a curse in a Loshen Shal Shavua. Achashvua she'eshi ma'olo, achashvua she'eni ma'olo. The first shvua is a shvua l'sha'avar that doesn't have a curse. She swears that she's innocent. And the second shvua contains the curse. Feg di Gemara, exactly how do you word that? Hechi dom is shvua she'esh ima ola. Shvua she'ein ima ola. That's easy enough. I swear that I'm innocent. In fact, I didn't do anything wrong. She probably did do wrong. I mean, she was nistera. The husband wonder of history in Mishplaini. She was Nistra, but she says she didn't violate Loisinov. She violated an Issa Yichud, maybe. Maybe it's Baila Ba'ir. We said a few times that Stira is not necessarily identical with Yichud. Sometimes there's a Heta Yichud, Baila Ba'ir, there's a Heta Yichud, and it's still called Stira. And sometimes with the father, where the father is no Issa Yichud, and still it's a violation of Stira. So one shvu, the first Shavu she takes, Shavu She'eni Ma'ala, she swears that she's innocent. Fine. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the nusach? Hechidam mishvua she'eshi mola. How do you word it? Amar Rav, Amar Mamar Rav. He's supposed to say, like this. The Kohen says, Mashbiyani alayich shaloi nitmeis. I want you to swear that you're innocent. Okay, that's a shvua l'sha'avar. There's such a thing as a shvua l'haba. Person takes a shvua, I will not eat potato chips. I swear I will make kiddush. I will not make kiddush. That's a shvua l'haba. Here it's a shvua l'sha'avar. She swears that she's innocent. But she didn't violate Loisinov. So, but the Gemara wants to know, what's the nusach of the Shavua Sheyeshi Ma'olo? Amar Rav, Amar Mamar Rav, The kohen says, "Mashbiyani alayech sheloi nitmeis." I want you to swear that you're innocent. She'im nitmeis yavoyu bach. Because if you are in violation of losinov, you're going to die a misa mishuna. Freg di gemara, that's not a shvua sheyesh ima ola. The way you worded it, mashbiyani alayech sheloi nitmeis. I want you to swear that you're innocent because she'im nitmeis. That's an explanation of what's going to happen, what's in store. But the klala was not said in the nusach of a shvua. So the Gemara Tainas, that's not acceptable. Amar Rabbe, what they quoted in the name of Rav, Amar Rav, Amar Amar Rav, Rav is the first generation of Amar Rav. And Rabbe was a few generations later. So Rabbe Tainas, Ola l'chudo kaima, shvu l'chudo kaima. There you have two separate things. The shvua was l'shavar, I want you to swear that you're innocent, zaktzi amein, I am innocent. And then he says, because if you're guilty, you're going to die a misa mishuna from the water. Because if you're guilty. So the shvua doesn't go on the klala. Elam Rava, you worded it wrong. He has to say, the kohen has to have a swear. Mashbiani alayech shim nitmeis yavoyu bach. I want you to swear that if you're guilty, you'll die a misa mishuna. Freg di gemar. But that's only one half of this. Amar Abash olui kashvua leka. But you want to have a shvua l'shavar, don't you? It says twice. There's a shvua l'shavar that she's innocent, and a shvua l'habah to accept upon herself a klal. So the way Rava suggested on the first wide line, Elam Rava, Nashmanach she'im nitmei shavar bach, there is no shvua l'shavar. It's only a shvua she'eshim a klala. Olei k'shvua l'aka, there's no shvua Elam Ravashi. No, you have to combine two different. I want you to swear to me that you're innocent. Zokzi, amen. I swear that I'm. Amen means she doesn't have to say a whole sentence. Amen represents a whole sentence or a whole paragraph. I remember I had a professor in college who taught Hebrew, Professor Gershon Churgin. So he said, nu is not a word, nu is a paragraph. That's amen, is also. Amen is also a whole sentence. Amen is all. So the kohen has to swear. Mashbiyana alach shaloi nitmeis. I want you to swear that you're innocent. Zokzi amein. Amein means I swear I am innocent. That's the equivalent of a whole sentence. And he doesn't say with a shin, she'im nitmeis. If he says she'im nitmeis, then there's no shvu on the curse. He says, I want you to swear that you're innocent and that if you're guilty, you're accepting upon yourself to die meis mishuna. So the mashbiyani goes on the klala also, vi'im nitmeis yavayubach. So that's. The Chumash says like that. No, that's all. It says in the Psukim, two Psukim, Pasuk Yutas and Pasuk Chafala. That's the Xeris HaKasuv.
What was Rabbi thinking? He didn't know that there was one part? I mean, missing a part?
I probably assumed everybody understood the first half. He's telling you the second half. So Rashi says, Rabbi didn't spell it out. Rabbi also meant the same as Rabbi Ashi.
But what was part of it? Why does she have to swear that she's going to have something happen to her? Without her swearing, it wouldn't happen. That's up to the Ravashi.
Right, it's going
to
happen. That is true. But that's what the Chumash says. It says twice. First time it says, Vishbiyo es ha-kohen v'yomar, she should swear that she's innocent. Then two psikmen later it says, Vishbiyo ha-kohen v'yisha b'shvu ha-sa'ala. She should say a shvu and accept the curse upon herself. That's the Seder Hashkoa Sasaita. She's supposed to say a shvua, I am innocent, and I accept upon myself the shvua, this misa mishuna. It's like a shvua lahabo. Like I can take a shvua lahora. It says in Parshas Vayikra, nefesh kisishova levate bisosayim lahora or lahetu. Lahora means, I take a shvua, I will not eat for the next 2 days. I will not eat. And then lahetu means, I take a shvua, I will eat 3 meals every day. So there's a shvua lahabo, hen, and there's a shvua lahabo, lav. A neder, it can never have bikumbi asay. Neder is always b'shei v'altas. Neder is anisa chepta. So it's always going to be b'shei v'altas. Shvua is a din on the gavra. So shvua can be lahora or lahetiv. Positive or negative. So the Torah says she should take a shvua l'sha'ovar to be mevar the facts of the case. I say, amen, I'm swearing I'm innocent. I did not violate l'sinav. Then she should take a shvua l'habo as if she's going to do something. What's she going to do? She's going to die. Misa mishun is going to happen to her. But she's accepting upon herself the shvua as if she's accepting to die. If I'm telling a lie and I'm really guilty, I accept upon myself lahabot to die in misa mishuna. It's going to happen, a miracle. She's not doing it, but that's a shvua sa'ala, like a shvua b'kumi asay, to accept upon herself to die. So she doesn't say the nusach. The kohen hishbi akohen esisha. The kohen says the nusach, and then she says amen. And the Gemara says amen is by kabbalas dvarim. If someone says, let's say I say a neder a shvuah, or any nazir whatever, and you say afani kamayu, or you say amen. What do you mean amen? You're asking I should become a nazir. You don't have to say amen. Amen means gamani kamayu. Means ani gamani maskim lios nazir. So if here the kohen does all the speaking, it says v'amar ha'isha amen amen at the end of pasuk chav beis. What does she say amen twice? Amen is a kabbalas hashvuah. So what does she? You have to say amen twice. Amehi amer is amen amen. The Mishnah is, why does she say amen twice? Wouldn't it be sufficient once? So first the Mishnah says amen ala ola amen ala shvuah. We just said before that the two different things. There's a shvuah she'eini ma'ala. That's a shvuah the she'avar. She swears that she's innocent. So the kohen says, I want you to swear that you're innocent. Zoktzi amen means that's a whole sentence, a whole paragraph. I swear that I did not violate loisinov. And then he says, I want you to swear that you will die a misa mishuna, as if she's gonna do something. Bekom v'yaseh shvuah lahabot. Bekom v'yaseh. That's called shvuah sa'ala. So she says amen amen. Amen on the Allah. Two different shvuas.
Why does the Shvuah first and then Allah?
Why does it have backwards order? Amen al ha'Allah, amen al ha'Shvuah. It should say the reverse. Amen al ha'Shvuah, the Shav, amen Allah. I don't know. That's the first suggestion. Then the Mishnah is going to explain it a little weiter later. Explain a little more. Then the Gemara says, included in amen amen is the institution of Gilgal Shvuah. Gilgal Shvuah means like this. Let's say, I have a din Torah with you. I say you owe me $1,000, you kai for hakol. You say you don't owe me a penny. So min ha-Torah, if you deny owing me any money, so you don't have to swear and you don't have to pay. You're bagloipt, unbelieved to a certain extent that I claim that you owe me $1,000. But you're muhsak on the money, so you certainly believed to a greater extent than me. You're believed to say you don't owe the money. So kai for hakol doesn't have to swear min ha-Torah. But the Rabbanon, in the days of the Amoraim Achrayim, the Gemara says, Bahashto, in the days of the, by the time Ravina Ravashi wrote the Chasimus HaTalmud, they had already instituted what we call a Shvuas Heses. They tried to coax the fellow into admitting that he owes the money, so he needled him a little bit. So he said, we make you swear that you don't owe the $1,000. In case he's lying, he'll be afraid to swear falsely. But in the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the early Amoraim, in the days of Matan Torah, there was no such Shvuas Heser. Kafir Hakko doesn't have to swear. Well, let's say this is Din Einish Boim Ala Karkois. I say, I went there, it's Israel for a year, and I left you in charge of all of my real estate. I come back. All of a sudden, I used to have 10 apartment buildings. Now there are only 9 apartment buildings. What happened to the 10th apartment building? So you say, you're Moida B'miktsas, and you Kafir B'miktsas. You say, 9 buildings I'll give you back, and 1 building you never gave me in the first place. Or you told me to sell it, whatever. So if you might have been mixed on karka, you don't have to swear. But then in addition to that dintur, there's another dintur where the fellow might have been mixed us on an amount of money. I say, I lent you $1,000, pay me back the money. So the guy admits $500 in his kaifa, $500. Or admits $950 in his kaifa, $50. So he has to swear Shvuas might have been mixed us on that amount of money. So we say there's a din of Gilgal Shvuah, even though normally Einish by Mala Karkois, but since I caught you in a situation where you have to swear a Shvuah deraisa, but it mixes on the amount of money, so you have to swear on the Karka. Or since I caught you in a Shvuah deraisa, and it might have been mixed us, I can make you swear even on the Kaifa Hakal issue, even on the amount of money that you Kaifa Hakal.
Gilgal Shvuah
is Menatera. Gilgal Shvuah is Menatera. And it's learned out from this pasuk. And it says amen, amen, so why does it amen twice? So the answer is that the hashkos ha-saita is only if you had kinu yistir. What does it mean, kinu yistir? The husband says, I'm suspicious that you're having an affair with someone. Just like this. No, he has to say, I'm chayshid with pleini, altisteri mish pleini. I have reason to suspect. I have a raglaim ledob, you're a little too friendly with pleini. And altistri mish pleini, and then she goes ahead and after the kina she has stira with pleini. So then the Torah says, if there was kinui with pleini and stira with pleini, then he's not allowed to live with his wife until he brings it to the Beis Hamikdash, drinks to my mamar. What if the truth is that she was mezana with someone else, not with pleini? She'll be asur l'bailo. So once he caught his wife in a situation that she has to swear, she drinks the Mayim HaMarim, she has to swear that she did not violate Lysinov with the Pliny, he can make her swear that she never violated Lysinov with anybody else either. That's a Gilgal Shvuah. But let's say a Gilgal Shvuah like this, let's say you have a Din Torah with someone else and you kofer hakol. Then I have a Din Torah with you and your Bodim and Mitzas, and then I swear, you have to swear to me, a Bodim and Mitzas, I want you to swear on the Din Torah with him. What has it got to do with the Din Torah with him is separate. If I have two claims against you, and on one claim I caught you, it's metaltalim and you might have mixed it, you have to swear, so I can make you swear also on the other Din Torah that you have with me. But I can't make you swear a Gilgal Shvuah with a Din Torah with someone else. So here also, let's say, the husband makes his wife swear there was kiner stira with Pliny with the same person. So he makes his wife, the kohen makes her swear, v'hishbi'a kohenes ha'isha. So once he makes her swear, imish Pliny, so then he can say, amen, shaloi satisi me'ish acher. He can make her swear she wasn't mezana with anybody else
5 years
during this marriage. During this marriage. He can't make her swear she was never mezana with anybody in the history.
Would it have to be the same zman or a kinnut or 5 years previous?
Even 5 years earlier, even a previous marriage with me. Let's say I was married to this girl, I got divorced, and I married her again.
Go back.
So I can even go, because if she was mezana during the first marriage, I'm not. She's also to me. She's also to me. The Mishnah is going to sum up Zeh HaKlal. You can only make a Gilgal Shvuah if it's Negev to me. I can't make a Gilgal Shvuah since I caught you in a Moed HaMitzvah. Swear for a different Din Torah with a different person. That's not my business. But over here, he can make a Gilgal on any other person that if she'll be Mizana with that person, she'll be Asura to me. Let's say he says, and I'm Choshed that you had an affair before you got married. Was it his business if she had an affair before she got married? She's Mutari, she's not a Saita. But he can make a swear, and Amimi Shacher, she wasn't Mizana with anybody else, if that'll also Labaila. Amin Shalosatisi Arusa Nesua. The din is, that's a Mishnah later. Erisin is the first step in marriage. Erisin is what we call Kiddushin. If a man gives a ring to the girl so that she becomes an Eishes Ish, she's an Eishes Ish. And then the second stage is Nisuin. You complete the marriage and you make it into Nisuin. So the dinners on Arusa is considered an Eishes Ish, aloy bebeis habal. And the Nisua, after you do the Chuppah, the Nisua is considered an Eishes Ish bebeis habal. When the Chazal comment on the Pasuk, Beso Zuishto, a lot of times in Chumash you have Beso. Chippa Bada Biad Beso, the Kangodal on Yom Kippur. So the first Mishnah says in Yuma, Beso Zuishto, the Kangodal has to be married to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says in Yuma, it's only Beso Zuishto if he has Nisuin with the wife. If the Kangodal only has Erisin, that's not acceptable. He has to have Nisuin with his wife to be able to say the Chippa Bada Biad Beso, to say Vida on behalf of his wife. So here also by Soita, by the parsha of Soita, the din of the husband being choshed the wife and he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash to bring to my mamor, and the Mishnah says it's only kisista tachas isha. Tachas isha means the Beis HaBaal, if they have nisuin. If the wife was mezana during erisin, she becomes a Soita, she will become asur al-baila. But he can't make her drink my mamorim. If he's choshed during erisin that she was mezana, and he says altistri meish pliny, and then it's kinu yastira in the whole story, but it doesn't lead to anything because he can't be mashkahar, because the Torah says these are the dinim if isha tista tachas baila. So the baal cannot be mashkahar during erisin, but if you'll have nisuin later and then there's kinu yastira during nisuin and then she swears l'shaavah shvul l'shaavah, I'm innocent, I was not mezana. So you can make a Gilgal Shvuah, have a swear, she was never Mezana during Erisin either, because if she was Mezana during Erisin, she's Asura al-Bailo. She'll become a Saita Vahadeh Asura al-Bailo. So that's the other example of a Gilgal Shvuah. Omen Shalos Satisi, Meisha Acher, I wasn't Mezana with someone other than Pliny, that you choshed with me with. And Omen Shalos Satisi, Arusa Nesua. The Nesua, that's the Shvuah. And Arusa is the Gilgal Shvuah. Also, B'Shemeres Yavam, Ukinusa. When my brother dies, I never had a brother. So if I have a brother and the brother's married and he dies leaving no children, so then there's a mitzvah that I should be miyabim the yavama. So that's called shameres yavam. Rashi explains, translates shameres. Rashi always translates, every time it appears in the Mishnayos, so Rashi always gives you the translation. Yaviv shameres hadavar. Rashi always quotes that pasuk. And Yosef had all the chalaimis, And the father said, what are you talking about? Your mother's not alive anymore. What kind of narishkeit? But Yoinkev Avinu, Vaviv Shamaris Hadavar, he was waiting for the Chaloimus to be fulfilled. He knew that it did mean something. Yoinkev Avinu didn't dismiss it. He dismissed the Chaloimus that the brothers shouldn't hate Yosef. But he really knew in his heart that it's going to happen. So Rashi says, you see that the word Lishmar means to be mamtun or metzape for something, to wait for something to take place. So Shamaris Yavim means, my brother died and he lives in Almana, he has no children, he has no descendants at all. So then she's Shamaris Yavim, she's waiting for me to be Miyabim her, because the din really is that mitzvah Yibum koedemis la mitzvah chalitza, it's preferable. But Shamaris Yavim, the Mishnah is assuming that if she's Mizana, she becomes Asura ala Yavim. Even though there's not a full ishus over here. If you have a couple that's really actually married and the woman is Mizana, she violates Loisinov. So there's an Issa Misa and there's an Issa Kores. If she's Mizana Bemezid, if she's a Naira Hamarasa, it's Skila. And if she's an Issua, then it's Chenek, the whole works. And if she's Mizana Beshoigig, then there's an Issa Kores and she has to bring a Korban Chatos. It's an Issa Choma. Shemeres Yavam is Mizana. So it's called Zika. The relationship between the Yavam and the Yavam is called Zika. But if she's Mizana, she's in violation of an essay and a love. Yavam Yavale, la siya shisamis achut li zar, Yavam Yavale yid. So it's an Issa essay and an Issa love. Not Chai Misa, not Chai Kuris.
Somebody
is Ma'anis. Yeah. So if she's married to a Kohen, so she becomes Asura al Kohen, even if she's Nensa. But if she's not married to a Kohen, then Ba'ina, she doesn't become Asura al-Baila. The Pasuk says, Behilon is Pasa. It says, the Eshes Ish is Insa. Asura al-Baila only provided Behilon is Pasa. But if Nispasa, if she was Nensa, then she's muteris, unless it's a kohen. Even let's say her husband is not a kohen. Let's say an eshesish was nensa by someone else. Then she remains with the husband, and then the husband dies 10 years later. So now she wants to marry a kohen. She's an almana. She wants to marry a kohen. But because she was nensa as an eshesish, she has a din of a zayna, even though it's not her fault. She was nensa. She's never allowed to marry a kohen. And Eshes Ish and Nensa, not only if her husband is a Kohen, does she have to get divorced, even if the husband not a Kohen. And she doesn't have to get divorced from this husband. If and when the husband dies, and she's an Almana, she's never allowed to marry a Kohen, because that's called the Zayna, because she was Nensa, the Yishacher. So the din is, you see from the Mishnah, Gemara is going to discuss, is it true? See from the Mishnah that a Shemeres Yavam is in a certain sense an Eshes Ish. It's like a Chotzi Shir of Ishus. It's not a full Eshes Ish, there's Kores and there's Mises Bezen. Here there's no Kores and there's no Mises Bezen. It's a Lois essay and an essay. Let's see Eshes Haimes Achut to Leish Zar, and Yavama Yavaleh Veloy Acher. So it's an essay with a Lois essay. But still, the Zika, the relationship between the Yavama and the Yavam, is along the lines of an issue. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah is assuming that just like an Eshes Ish, a Zinsa, Asura al Baila, she becomes a Saita. So Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa becomes Asura to the Yavam. But even though she becomes Asura to the Yavam, just like an Arusa, if the Arusa is Mizana, she becomes Asura to the husband. But you can't be Mashke during the state of Erisin, because the Pasuk says, this is the din of an Isha, Shetiste Tachas Isha. Tachas Isha means when she's Beveis Abal. So an Arusa is not Beveis Abal, Shemeres Yavam is for sure not Beveis Abal. It's even less. Shemeres Yavam, there's no Kuris and there's no Misa.
The Vlad is not a
mamzer. Right, we pass on the Vlad is not a mamzer. The Gemara is going to get to the details about this. So let's say the man was miyabim the yibama. She's a knusa. Shemeres Yav means she didn't yet have the yibum. A knusa means he already did perform the yibum. After you perform the yibum, then it's a full ishus. So let's say the yavam, the surviving brother, is miyabim his sister-in-law. And then he's chayshed her business, so he's mekane lo, kine lo, v'nistro, and he brings it to the Beis Hamikdash, and she drinks the Mayim Amorim. So he makes a swear, a Gilgal Shvua. Amen, shalos atisi, I'm innocent, I was not mizana after you did the Yibum. And she adds on, I wasn't even Mizana during the period of Shemeres Yavam. That if I would have been Mizana, he can't make her swear she was never Mizana when she was single. That's none of his business. Mizana during the time that she's single, that's a Gilgal Shvuah for Din Torah for someone else. She doesn't become Asur al Abal if she was Mizana when she was single. But if she was Mizana during Shemeres Yavam stay, she'll be Asura al Yavam. But the din is he can't be mashke during the state of Shemeres Yavam because it's not tachas baila. But once she's a knusa, and now she's kinei lovin, now it's kinei lovin istra after the yibum, then he can make a gilgul on the Shemeres Yavam. The Gemara is going to say also, because the Mishnah had early on Daf Hey, if a woman is mizana tachas baila, the husband has to divorce her, she can marry anybody else in the world. But if the woman is mizana tachas baila, then the husband dies, so the brother is not allowed to be miyabim. So the Gemara said, why? Because the issues, the zika to the brother is a hemshech from the issues from the mace. So since the issues from the mace was incomplete, it didn't have a heta labaila, so the zika with the yavam is going to be incomplete. It'll only have an isa lashuk, you need a chalitza, just like by the husband you needed to get. But the issues with the husband was incomplete, it was missing. She didn't have a heta labaila, so the zika is not going to have a heta liyavam. So the Gemara is going to say, after he does yibum, he can make a, in his mekanel of inistera, and she has to swear that she's innocent. He can make a gilgul shvur that she swear to me that you were mizana when you were married to my brother. Because she was, if she was mizana when she was married to the brother, then he's not allowed to have yibum. He's not allowed to live with her. That's what the Gemara is going to say. No. The Gemara is going to prove it from the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to be medaiket from the Mishnah. We'll get to the Gemara in a minute. So this is the institution of Gilgul Shvuah. This is Gilgul Shvuah is a din in Dini Mominus. We assume Gilgul Shvuah is a din deraisa and a din Torah of Dini Mominus. I have two din Torah against you. One is on Karkam, one is on Metaltalim. And one you care for Hakam, one you might have a Mitzah, so I can be Megalgul. So the whole institution of Gilgul Shvuah is derived from the Gilgul Shvuah by the Seitel. Even though we usually have a klal Mamayna Me'isura Loyalfina, that there are three different areas of Halacha, there's Tumah V'Tara is one area, and Issa V'Heta is another area, and Dini Mominus is a third area. And usually you can't derive Mamayna Me'isur Le'afin and Issa Mitumah Le'afin. Minei Bey, within any one area, you can learn out Min Dinechad L'Chaveiroi, because all the Dinim fit into one big pattern. But to learn out from one area to the other, usually you can't. So somehow over here... Okay, maybe that's the answer. But the kasha is, how can you learn out Gilgul Shvuah by Din Torah and Dini Mominus? The Gilgul Shvuah over here, this is a Shvuah Issa V'Heter, and that's a Shvuah of Dini Mominus, a totally different Shvuah. Okay, maybe it's based on Dova Dova Mimamin. I don't know. Okay, so the Mishnah gives these examples of Gilgul Shvuah. Amen Shalayin, then another Gilgul Shvuah. Amen Shalayin et Meisi. Oh, no, this is not Gilgul. Amen Shalayin et Meisi, v'im et Meisi Yavayu B. That's the first line in the Mishnah. The first line in the Mishnah said, Amehi Ameris Amein Amein. Why did she say twice Amein? So the first line said, Amen Allah Allah, Amen Allah Shvuah. So the last line here spells it, Amen Shalayin et Meisi. He has first the Amen on the Shvuah. That's what you said. Why doesn't he say the Shvuah first? So when he repeats, this line is a repeat of the first line. Rashi points out, this top line, on Yud Ches Amid Beis, Amen Shalayin Et Meis, and Meis Yavayu B, that's a repeat of the first line in the Mishnah, Amen Allah Allah, Amen Allah Shvuah, but it's in the correct order, not the way the Mishnah had it first, Amen Allah Allah first. Amen Allah Shvuah, Amen Shalayin Et Meis, I'm Mekabel the Shvuah the Shavar. And she's Mekabel the Shvuah Lahabo, I accept upon myself like a Shvuah, I will eat potato chips. I take a Shvuah, I will die in Misa Mishunah, as if she's going to cause herself to die. I accept upon, I will die Misa Mishunah, Vim Dit Mesa Yavayu B. Rameh says, Gilgal, he says Gilgal, another Gilgal, he can be Megalgal on her, on the future. Amen, that you would have a Mizaneh so far until now, and you're not Asura Alai, and Amen, that you're not going to be Mizaneh in the future. What does that mean? What does that mean? Anamin, and she takes a shvuah lahabo. Lahara lahaytim says she takes. I will not be mizana lahabo. While she's with him.
If the Torah asks you for something, you can't add on.
Torah says you can't do it. I can't make a shvuah to that effect. The Torah already said so. So you're telling me here she's swearing that I will not be metamah. She's also from the Torah to be metamah.
Okay.
Well, that's not a
shur.
She just says,
so what? So what is that? You mean? Ain't isach halalisa?
Is
ready a din? Murder is kasha. Murder is ain't isach halalisa. Shteitach hanasaras adibas loisinov. So what does she add? I swear I will not be mizana. So the Mishnah says no. She's not adding anything in the shvua. She's adding in the shvua sa'ala, the curse. She's saying, if I will be mizana in the future, I should die in Misa Mishunin. Ooh! And when's she going to die in Misa Mishunin? Now. She's drinking my Momorim now.
She's Mizana 2 years later, the mime will affect her.
The mime she drank today is going to affect her in 2 years. It's a miracle anyway. The whole thing is a miracle anyway. It doesn't make any sense. There is no
poison.
Does
have to be
again. Oh, it does not. Exactly. So that's what he says. Remeiram, it's a Gilgul Shvua. But not only a Gilgul Shvua, like you say, Amin Shalos Atisi Arusa, Amin Shalos Atisi Shemeres Yavam, Amin Shalos Atisi Yishacher, Izakt, Amen, a Gilgul Shaloi. Shaloi atamei and lahabo. Shaloi atamei. So the Gemara is going to explain. What do you mean? Like you said, einisach halalisa. There's a din of loisinuf. Nothing is added to say, amen, I will not be mizan in the future. It's a din of einisach halalisa. The answer is no. The shvua sa'ola is chal. She's mekabel on herself. The misa mishuna, in the event that I should be mizan in the future, I accept upon myself to die in misa mishuna. Yeah.
That's not what the Torah said.
The Torah says, Amen, Amen. So the Tanaim are scratching their head. Why does it say Amen, Amen? So they gave two answers. So the both answers are true. Amen, Amen. One is Ashvur the Shavah, one is Ashvur the Habah. The Shavah is Ashvur the Habah.
Where in the Torah
do
you see that there's a requirement of Ashvur the Habah?
No, this is a Gilgal. The Tanoim, they all agree there's an institution of a Gilgul Shvua Deraisa. We learn it out. The original Gilgul Shvua is by Saita. From Saita, we learn out to a Din Tarin Din Imam. Everybody's masking. So, Meirat Zan, there's a fourth kind of Gilgul. Not only a Gilgul Meishacher, not only a Gilgul on Arusa, and a Gilgul on Shemeres Yavam. He couldn't have been Mashkehar during Shemeres Yavam. It's not Tachas Baila. But after she's already, after Yibum, and then you have Kina Stira, can it be Megalgal on her, she should swear she wasn't Mizana during Shemeres Yavam, during the Zika period. You can either make Ramei Radzan, you can either make a Gilgal on Lahaba. I mean that I won't be Mizana in the future, and if I will be Mizana, the Isa is an Isa Chalalisa, it's not an Isa Shvur Lahaba, means the Shvur Sa'ala should take effect. She accepts upon herself the Klala, she should die the Misa Mishuna. So she can cause, the husband and the wife can cause the miracle to occur in the future. If he said Amen, Amen, he made a Gilgal on Lahaba, so the miracle will occur. If and when she'll be Mizan in the future, she'll die then.
But maybe he's just adding to the Tanakhama. He doesn't disagree with Tanakhama.
Right, agree. And they both agree, everybody agrees that Amen, Amen has a double connotation. Amen, Lishvu, Lishav, Amen, Lishvu, Lahaba. That's the Shvu, Sa'Allah. Then Amen, Amen, a Gilgal Shvu. In another case, he just adds a Gilgal Shvu on Lahaba. Also, that the miracle can have a delayed effect. Then the Mishnah explains.
What happens if she doesn't want to swear for the future?
The husband isn't interested. Or she doesn't care.
Yeah, she says she wants to say something about the future.
That it will stop everything where it is. If she's not prepared, he has a right to demand. Let's say there's a din Torah. And I got you on a Moed HaMikdash, you have to swear. And Bezin says, you want to make him swear anything else? Yeah, I had a din Torah 2 years ago and he never swore because he was Kofer HaKol. So I say, I want you to swear not only on the Moed HaMikdash from today's din Torah, I want you to swear. You say, I refuse to swear in that. That's ancient history. The Bezin will say, either you swear or we make you pay. And he wrote to the Shava.
But for the woman who's ready to drink the Mayamar, but she doesn't want to swear for the future.
So the husband says, I divorce you, I don't pay you the ksuba. Kozman, she has the ability to drink Mayamarim. He has no right to divorce her and to say, I'm not going to pay you the ksuba. She says, I want to go through the procedure. So the procedure is he has the right to be mashbia her with a gilgal. So she refuses to take the gilgal. We point the finger at her, we say, you don't want to take the gilgal shvua, you're going to lose out. Husband can divorce you and not pay you any ksuba.
So she's saying, you know,
yeah. like saying Eina Shoisa, she forfeits the ksuba. For whatever reason, she says Eina Shoisa, so she forfeits the ksuba. Then the Mishnah spells out, Rav Meir Radanan Ashvul Habo. You can make Gilgal. Wow, Gilgal Ahin, Gilgal Ahin. It's only Hakol Shavim. Everybody agrees, Rav Meir Rabbanan, but it has to be within limits. Hakol Shavim. They all agree. Sheinim Asnim Aloy Al Kodim Shet Tisares. You can't make her swear that she never had an affair before she married him. That's not my Asik. That's like making a Gilgal Shvul swear to him on a different display. She doesn't become Asur Al Baila if she was Mazana during before the Eris and Al Kodim Shet Tisares. Rameir says he can make a swear shvuah habo. So let's say he makes a swear, I want you to swear that even after I'll divorce you, you're not allowed to be mezana with anybody. That's a different isa. Not to be mezana, single girl should be mezana. That's not my yasek. If she's not married to me, that's not my yasek. I can make a, Rameir says I can make a swear a gilgal shvuah habo. She won't be mezana calls man, she's going to be still married to me. But alacha shet tizgarish, he has no right to. What happens if he made a swear alacha shet tizgaresh, and then she was nistara, she was mezana after nizgarsha? So the miracle will not happen here. Nistara la echod v'nitmeis, if she was mezana after he divorced her, achakach echzira, and then he remarries her. So she, I was married to a woman, and she was a soita, made a swear, and nothing happened. She was innocent. I was paranoid. She was innocent, and nothing wrong. And then I divorce her, and then she's mezana, and then I remarry her. She was mezana when she... That's not an Issa Machzik Grushos. Machzik Grushos is only, I divorced her, she married someone else. And then the second husband died or divorced her, and then I remarry her. But if I divorce a woman, she's mezana with somebody, then I remarry her. That's not an Issa Machzik Grushos. And then maybe it's a stupid thing. Why should I remarry the woman? She had an affair with someone else in between. Stupid people in the world. Yes. Good-looking girls. So he wants to marry her. Afkamina. Yeah, whatever. Whatever his reason is. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, v'chakach echzira, if she was mezana during that period of time that she was divorced from me, and she wasn't married, v'chakach echzira, then I remarry her. Rameh would never say you can make a Gilgal al Habo on that. The Gilgal al Habo is only that she shouldn't be mezana when she's going to be, when she's still married to me in the future. But I can't be megalgal that she shouldn't be mezana after I'll divorce her. Zeh haklal, this is the rule. L'chol ades maskim hakol shavim. The Mishnah says zeh haklal. Kol sheti boil, if the woman will have an affair, v'loi hoisa asura loi, she doesn't become asura labal, is lohoya masneima. You can't, that's not included in the right of the husband to make a gilgal shvu. So you see from this Mishnah, the Mishnah gave the top line in the Mishnah, Shemeres Yova Maknusa.
Can he do it a second time or share it one shot? In other words, can he, after she drinks, and then he can accuse her a second time?
Yeah. The Gemara has, we're going to learn the Gemara. The bottom of the Amma, it's got Machlekes Hatanoim. We'll have to go through the Gemara. It's coming up, yeah. It belongs on this Mishnah. The Gemara quotes the discussion on this Mishnah. So you see from the Mishnah, when the woman only has Zika, my brother was married and he died, left no children, so the woman has Zika to me. So she's supposed to have him, she's not supposed to have an affair with anybody else. What if she is Mizana with someone else? So there's no Kuris and there's no Misa. But it's an Isa Lav and an Isa Esay. The Siesha Sameh Sachutsu Lizar is a Lav, and Yivami Yavala is an Esay. It's a Lav and an Esay. So that's a question. So. That's a question. It's only a chotzi shir of an eishes ish. It's not a full eishes ish. Does she daka become asur al bailo? So the Mishnah is black and white. She does become asur al bailo. Mishnah says that while she shameres yavam, I cannot be mashke her. If I'm choshed her biznus during the zika period, I cannot make a drink because it's not tachas bailo. The Chumash says this is the law. If a woman is kina la ministra, tachas bailo. So Arusa is not Tachas Baila, even though she's 100% Eishes Ish, and in a Zekuka Liyovim is not Tachas Baila. But after Knusa, after he does the Ibum, and then Kinin Lovin Istra, he can make a swear a Gilgal Shvua, not only she was not Mizana after he did the Ibum, that she wasn't even Mizana before. Why? Because if she was Mizana before, she's Asura, ala Baal. So you see Beferish from the Mishnah. Shemeres, it was black and white, Shemeres Yavim Shazinsa, is Asura ala Yavim. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Zogdi Gemara, Amar Av Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna like discovers America. Amar Rav Hamnuna, Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa Asura Liyavam. If the woman is Mizana during Zika, that's what we call Zika. After the husband, after my brother died, before I did Yibam, that Zika. So even though it's only a Chatzishir of Ishus, it's only a Chatzishir of an Eshus Ish, she has the din of Soita. Zog Digmar Mimai, how does Rav Hamnuna know? It says, black and white in our Mishnah. Midiktani, it says in the Mishnah, Shemeres Yavam Uknuso, he can make a Gilgul Shwa, even though he cannot make a swear during Shemeres Yavam, because it's not Tachas Baila, like the Arusa is not Tachas Baila, husband can make a swear. So, but nonetheless, he can make a Gilgul Shwa. So the Gemara says, Aleph Alabes, Iyame Bishleimo, Asira, if you should assume like Rav Hamnuna said, that the Shemeres Yavam Shezinso is Asura La Yavam Mishmachi Masna Bahada. That's why he can make such a Tanai. What do you mean that I make a Gilgal? He can make such a Gilgal because if she was Mizana during Zika, she becomes Asura La Yavam. Ela Iyamid Lo Yasira. But if you're going to argue with Rav Hamnuna and say it's not a sufficient Eshesish, it's not enough Ishus, it's a Chatzishuv, not enough to make an Iser. So the kasha is hechi masnim bahado. What right does the yavam have when he's mashkahari after the knisa, after the yibum, to make a gilgashua? She was mezana during zikah v'tanan. The Mishnah says. Mishnah concludes. Zeaklal. The rule is all the tanaim agree to the rule. Kol she the tibah v'latei asur l'alohay masnim imo. Can only make her swear a Gilgal Shvua if it's Nagir to him, if she'll become Asura. So you see, for the Mishnah, if she's Mizana during Shemeres Yavam, it will ask her to the Yavam. He won't be allowed to live with her. So it's enough in the Mishnah. It's enough in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, we don't pass like Rav Hamnuna. What do you mean, don't pass like Rav Hamnuna? It's enough in the Mishnah. Amri b'marava, in Eretz Yisrael, they said, Le Silchasa ki Rav Hamnuna. We do not accept Rav Hamnuna's opinion, and that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that we don't paskin like Rav Hamnuna. The Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa is muteris. We have Freg Digma, what do you do with the Mishnah? The Hadik Tani Shemeres Yavam Knusa, but it's a Mishnah. He can make a Gilgul Shvua after he does the Yibum. He can make a swear, Amen, Amen, a Gilgul Shvua, that she was not Mizana during Zika, because if she were Mizana during Zika, it would ask her. So it's enough in the Mishnah like Rav Hamnuna. And for the Gemara, Nain. There's a big machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Achachomim. So the Mishnah maybe goes like Rabbi Akiva, and we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. We pass like Achachomim, therefore we reject the Mishnah. Zokti Gemara, Homani, this Mishnah goes like whom, Rabbi Akiva, Hidi Omar, Enki, Dushan Tovsen, Mechai, Ve'lavin. There's a machlokes Hatanoim. The Chumash says, in Parshas Kiseitze, I think, Chumash in Parshas Kiseitze says, Lo Yova Mamze Bikal Hashem. A mamzer is not allowed to get married. What's the definition of a mamzer? So the pasuk lo yov a mamzer b'kal Hashem is written not exactly next to, it's close to. The Gemara says in Chumash Bereishis through Bamidbo we don't darshan smuchim. The only darshan a hekesh. A hekesh means if there are two dinim written in the same pasuk, you assume that there's a relationship between the two dinim. But if you have two dinim written and two psukim that are adjacent to each other, loy darshin es smuchim. And in Mishnah Torah, Chumash Devarim, you do darshin smuchim. Many, many, many famous drushes based on smuchim and Chumash Devarim. So this is one of the many that you have two psukim, the Gemara treats it as if they're one next to each other. They're not one next to each other. So Rashi works on that a little bit. And Yivam is other mesichtas. The one pasuk says here, it's in Parshas Kiseitze, and the in the Christian Bible, is chapter 23. This is not from the Jewish tradition. The chapter with the verses is from the Christians, but everybody uses it. You got no choice. So in chapter, that's why they quote the Rav Yankee Kamenetsky didn't want to say Perek Chav Gimel. He said Kapitel Chav Gimel. That everybody should know that it's a Goyish Zach. It's not a Yiddish Zach. A Perek in Mishnah, he says a Yiddish Zach, a Perek. Perek in Tanakh is from the Christians. The Masorah has a different breakdown of chapters, but it doesn't correspond to this. So here it's in, it happens to be chapter Chav Gimel. Pasuk Gimel says Lo Yov Amamze Bekal Hashem. So what's the definition of a mamze? So Pasuk Aleph and Gimel are not adjacent. There's Pasuk Beis is Mapsik, so somehow we ignore Pasuk Beis. There's a whole explanation why. So Pasuk Aleph gives you the clue who is a mamzer. Let's say a single girl has a child from a single boy, a boy and a girl. So that's not a mamzer. So how do you know what is a mamzer, what's not a mamzer? So Pasuk Aleph is written close to Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Aleph defines what a mamzer is. It says, Lo'yikachish es eshes aviv, you now marry your stepmother. If a person lives with his mother, that's an Issa Kores, that's an Issa Misa, that's an Issa Misa. And if he marries his stepmother, his father's wife, let's say his mother died and the father remarried, so Eishes Aviv is also Misa, also Kores with Misa. Lo yikachish es Eishes Aviv, okay. V'lo yigaleh kinaf aviv. So that's a mysterious phrase. V'lo yigaleh, v'lo yigaleh means gilo arais. He shouldn't have tashmish with kinaf aviv. Mize kinaf aviv. A kanaf aviv. What is kinaf aviv? What does it mean? So that's a big machlokes hatanoim. So Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva holds like the Tana Rabbi Yudah. That knaf aviv means the following. Let's say my father had an affair with a certain woman. He never married her. He was never married with her. My father either raped the woman or with her consent. Anusa saviv or mafuta saviv. So Rabbi Yudah reads, that's pshat. Leigala knaf aviv, knaf shera aviv. Even though, let's say, if I married a girl, I'm not allowed to marry her sister. What if I had an affair with a girl? I am permitted to marry her sister. That's called Noisim. That's the name of the Perik in the Yonim Yivamis. Noisim al ha'anusa v'al ha'mafuto. You're not allowed to marry the sister of your wife whom you married. But if I didn't marry, I had an affair with a woman, so that's muta. Let's say you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. What if my brother had an affair with a woman? So that's not my brother's wife. So that's the name of the perik is Noisam al Anusa v'Alam Afuta. Whenever there's a din, you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife, or you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. That's only if it's really my wife, or it's my brother's wife. He was married to her. It's not my brother had an affair with a woman. I'm permitted to marry her. What about you're not allowed to marry Eisha Soviv? What if my father had an affair with a woman? If she has surah to me. So Rabbi Yudah in the Mishnah says that's the exception to the rule. This pasuk, the first pasuk Aleph in chapter Chav Gimel in Parshas Ki Seitze, says, I'm not allowed to marry my father's wife. But lo yigale kenaf aviv, eshe soviv is a chi of koris with a chi of miso. That's the real works. Lo yigale kenaf aviv, according to Rabbi Yudah, is only a lav. You're not allowed to marry the woman who had an affair with your father, either ba'inus or even anusa mafuta, does make a difference. And Rabbi Akiva agrees with the Rabbi Yudah. So Rabbi Akiva darshan smuchim here. All the Tanoim say pasuk aleph is telling you who is a mamzer. Pasuk gimel says lo yav a mamzer, and pasuk aleph is defining who is a mamzer. So Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yudah. Lo yigale knaf aviv goes on anusa saviv umafuta saviv. And that's only a lav. There's no kares and there's no misa. That's only a lav according to Rabbi Yudah. And nonetheless, if they'll have a child, the child will be a mamzer. So that's where Rabbi Akiva came up with this chiddush. Yesh mamzer mechavi lavet. Not only is there a mamzer from mechavi misas and mechavi krisis, there's even mamzer from mechavi lavet. So now the details within, we don't accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion. The Gemara says whenever Rabbi Akiva disagrees, if it's Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Shmuel, so we say Allah ki Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, v'lo mechaveirov. If it's the rabbim, if the majority disagree, so that's when the Gemara has a lashon. Bo unitzaveach al Akiva ben Yosef. Rabbi Yeshua says, let's all scream at Rabbi Akiva together, and we'll outvote him, and that'll be the end. Bo unitzaveach al Akiva ben Yosef. Shoyesem and akol mamzerim. He's too machmer over here. So because the majority of his contemporaries disagreed with him, so we didn't accept his opinion. So we can forget about Rabbi Akiva. But within that, Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara has three different versions. How far did he go? So one version has it, he only says it by Chai Belavin Visher, like my father's girlfriend. My father was Ma'anis a woman, and my father a woman, so that's like a relative. It's not really related. My father never married her, but that's called Chai Belavin Visher.
Or Chalutza.
Or Chalutza, also an example of Chai Belavin Visher. But if it's any other Chai V'Lavin, not. Then the other version is no, even Chai V'Lavin, the Lavin Desher, but not by Almana L'Kain Godel. Then Gemara has a third version, even Almana L'Kain Godel. It's such a restricted Iser, only Bu'ul L'Kain Godel, Rabbi Akiva will agree. There has to be some case where it's not a Mamzer, so he restricts it, Bu'ul L'Kain Godel, fine. The other Tanoim disagree with Rabbi Yudah. They say Loigala Knaf Aviv does not refer to Anusa Saviv or Mafuta Saviv. And that perek in the end of Ibamas that says Daisem al Anusa al Mafuta, there are no exceptions to the rule. It's by my, if I'm married, my wife's sister is Asur Alai, Achis Ishti. But if I'm not married, I just had an affair with a woman, I may marry her sister. And I'm not allowed to marry my brother's wife, but if my brother had an affair with a woman, I may marry her. And my father's wife, I may not marry. My father had an affair with a woman, I may marry her. So that's how we passed. That Anusa Sabim Futa Saviv is Muteris. So the Pasik Loigala Knafaviv is not talking about that. So what is it talking about? Gemara has a whole complicated shot. It's talking Loigala Knafaviv if my uncle died and he left no children and my father's supposed to be Miyabe, my aunt, she's a kuka, my aunt is kuka to my father. So that's really an Issa Doidasai. That's my uncle's wife. There's an Issa Kares. So if Doidasai is a kuka to my father, in addition to the love of Doidasai, there's another Issa of Loigala Knaf Aviv. That she's a kuka to my father.
So that Issa is Chalam?
Yeah. Nochan Issa. And not an Issa. So according to the way we pass on la locha, there is no lav in the pasuk. Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yudah that lo igala knaf aviv is plain chavi lavin. If the father had an affair with a single woman, he never married her, so that's isa lo igala knaf aviv. And if I'll have children from her, those children will be mamzer. Those yesh mamzer mechalim. But you don't pass on like Rabbi Kiva. So what is the definition of a mamzer? If a child is born from a prohibited marriage, that's similar to the ikachish seishesavi. What's similar? So that's a further machlekes. So one Tana, Rabbi Yeshua, one of the prominent Tanoim, famous Tana, Rabbi Yeshua, says very restricted. Only if the child was born from a marriage where there was it's not a marriage where there's an isa misa. Let's say someone has an affair with an eshesish, or someone has an affair with an eshesaviv. Whether there's an Issa Misa, Mrs. Bezin. Let's say a brother and a sister have an affair. So there's an Issa Kores, there's no Issa Mrs. Bezin. So Rabbi Shua is of the opinion the child will not be a mamzer. So Rabbi Shua is the biggest maker. He says, only the Vlad is only mamzer from Chavi Mises. Because Pasuk Aleph, Loika Chish, says is supposed to shed light on Pasuk Gimel, Loyava Mamzer Bikal Hashem. The definition of mamzer appears in Pasuk Aleph only from Chavi Mises. Rabbi Kiva says, no, he's the biggest machmir. Rabbi Kiva says, the Vlad is a mamzer even from Chavi Lavin, because the last phrase in the Pasuk, Loigala Knaf Aviv, goes on Anusa Saviv, that's only a lav, it's not Koris and it's not Mises Bezin at all. So we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva, he's too machmir. That's where Rabbi Yeshua said, Bo'un et Tzavech, Halakivi ben Yosef, Sha'esem en Akol Mamzerim, is too machmir. So we don't accept Rabbi Kiva's too machmir. We don't accept Rabbi Yeshua, he's too mekel. We pass like the middle of the road shita. The Mishnah says, Shemin Atimni, Shemin Atimani, Shemin Atimni, a middle shita. That's the accepted opinion. Whenever a couple has a child, and it's a forbidden marriage, it's a prohibited marriage with an Issa Kares, even if it does not Misa, let's say a brother and a sister are sleeping together and they have a child. So we pass them, that's an Issa Kares, there's no Mrs. Bezin. So Kares is enough to make a mamzer. And Eshesish has a child from someone else, for sure it's a mamzer. Because not only is an Issa Kores, it's an Issa Mrs. Bezin as well. So this is a Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. How do you define Mamzeris? Rabbi Kiva holds that Chavi Lavin, the Vlad will be a Mamzer, and the Rabbanon says Chavi Lavin is not a Mamzer. Then there's another Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. The Gemara says it's totally Zebezeh. Everything is interconnected. Rabbi Kiva holds En Kiddushin Topsin B'Chavi Lavin. And we paskin not true. Kiddushin Atopsin B'Chavi Lavin. It's only Ein Kiddushin Topsin Mechavi Krisis. If I give a ring to an Eishes Ish who's married to someone else and I say, Ariya Mekudesh Esli, so that's an Issa Kares. I give a ring to my sister and say, Ariya Mekudesh Esli, that's an Issa Kares. It's not Tvisis Kiddushin. But let's say that an Amoini or a Moyovi converts. A male from the nationality of Amon and Moav. If a woman converts from Amoini Moyovi, so Gemara says Rusa Ma'avia was permitted to marry Boaz because the pasuk means only Amoni v'le Amoni is Ma'avi v'lo Ma'avia. The females are permitted to marry Jewish people, but if an Amoni Ma'avi converts a male Amani male became very, so he's not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. But if he gives her a ring and says, Ari am kodeshously, so Rabbi Kiva says, Ein kiddushin topsin. The woman doesn't need a get, she's not married, because chavi lav and ein kiddushin topsin. And we don't pass like that, we pass in kiddushin at topsin mechavi lav. So the Gemara makes these two interconnected. Whenever it's ein kiddushin topsin, then it's called mamzer. Mamzer means, the Ibn Ezra writes on this pasuk, mamzer means me'em zar, from a strange mother, who couldn't have had tefisas kedushin from the father. The child has a father and a mother, everybody has a father and a mother. He has a father and mother who couldn't have had tefisas kedushin with the child if they tried to. If they're a single boy and a single girl, they never got married, but they could have gotten married together. They were permitted to get married. But if it's a chavi lavin, lo yov ha-mani mayovi, they weren't allowed to get married. Could they have had tefisas kedushin? So if you're like Rabbi Akiva, ein kedushin tovsim mechavi lavin, by all chavi lavin, the vlad will be a mamzer. But we paskin against Rabbi Akiva. We paskin kedushin atovsim mechavi lavin. So therefore, the child is not me'em zar. The child will not be a mamzer. So the Gemara says that this is totally zebezer. The two machlokes in Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon, whether ein kedushin tovsim only bechavi krisis or all by all chavi lavin. And the other machlek is whether the vlad is mamzer only from chavi krisis or from all chavi lavin. The shaila is mamzer me'emzar, where he couldn't have had tefisas kiddushin. So that's the machlek is Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon. Can you or can you not have tefisas kiddushin by the chavi lavin? So here the Gemara has like this: you have a real eshesish. My brother was married to his wife, a full eshesish. There was kareis and there was misa. If someone would be mizan, there would be koris and misa, the whole works. And b'shoigig, there would be a chi of chatos. My brother dies and he leaves no children, so she's supposed to have yibum with me. When she's a skuka liyavam, that's what we call zika. When she's a skuka liyavam, if she'll be mizan with someone else, there's no koris and there's no misa, we call that a chatzishir of an eshesish. It's incomplete. You just have a lav and an essay. The lav is loisi eshes hameis hachutza liyizar. And then the essay is Yivama Yavalash, she's not supposed to live with anybody else. So that's the Shaila. Do you consider that really like an Eshesish? It's only an Isa Lav. Isa Lav him, is that on the same level as Arayas? Eshesish is Arayas. So we paskin against Rabbi Akiva, we paskin Enki Dushin Topsin only for Chavi Krisis. And the Vlad is only Mamza from Chavi Krisis. So Isa Lav is a different league, it's a different ball game. It's a different Issa. An Issa Koris is called Gili Arayis. An Issa Lav is an Issa Bia. They're two different things. Rabbi Kiva holds, even though there's only Lav, there's no Koris and there's no Misa, it's still Ein Kiddushin Topsin, and the Vlad is still a Mamza. So it's also called Gili Arayis. So coming to Rabbi Kiva, the Yishomeris Yavam, who has Zika with the Yavam, it's not a Chatzishir. It's a lower level. It's a Chatzishir of Ishus. But a chayvi lav and avishas can also be called gili arayis. So the eshesish is insa. If the eshesish only is an eshesish of a lav, is also called gili arayis. So she'll become asur al baila. But like the chachamim, the Rabbi Akiva, the chayvi lavin is a different iser. Chayvi lavin is not called gili arayis. Never called gili arayis. So since it's kiddushin topsin and the vlad is not a mamzer, so it's not called the chatzishir of an eshesish. It's a different iser. That's why we don't paskin like Rav Hamnuna. That's why we paskin that a shemeres yavam shezinsa is muteris liyavam. It's not. She's not called an eshes shezinsa. Zika is not called ishus. See, according to the Rambam, it's even sharper. The difference between chayvi lav and chayvi krisis. The latest shtick is kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. So what does a kohen do if he got divorced from his wife? Usually, someone who got divorced marries a woman who is a divorcee. But it's hard. A person got divorced, so which single girl is going to marry him if he was once married before? So usually a divorced man marries a divorced woman. A kohen who got divorced is not allowed to marry a grusha, so how is he going to find a shidduch? So sometimes it's very hard for a kohen who's divorced to find a shidduch. He's not allowed to marry a grusha. So the latest shtick is now like this, that the Rambam writes that when a kohen lives with a grusha, he gets malchus. He's a violation of a lav, you get malchus. You only get malchus if kiddush of boal. If you're a mekadesher, chupa v'kiddushin, and then you live with her. If boal below kiddushin, then you don't get any malchus. By boal, eshesish, by Boal Achosa, Boal Ima, Boal Bito, it's an Issa Kares. So you can't say you only get Misa, you only get Malkus if Kiddush Abo. The Kiddushan are not Topsin. So you can't say you need Kiddush Abo. So that's an Issa Biya. Boal is the full Issa. But the Ramam says by the Chavi Labim where Kiddushan are Topsin, Koim Begrusha, and so on. So the full Avera is only if Kiddush Abo. So the Menachas Chinuch writes in one place that according to the Rambam, if a Kohen lives with a Grusha and he never was Mekadosh b'chuppah v'kiddushin, it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan. That's why the Rambam says that there's no Malkus because it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan. I remember many years ago, I think 55 years ago, there's a Shofet Kohen. There was a Shofet in Eretz Yisrael, I think he was on the Supreme Court. When he was younger, he learned in Yeshiva. I think he learned American Sarab. And then later, he wasn't observant, and he got divorced from his wife, and he needed a shidduch, so he wanted to marry a grusha. And Eretz Yisrael, Ishus is in the hands of the Rabbanut, so they never let him marry a grusha. So he went to Cyprus, so he married the grusha, and then he came back to Eretz Yisrael. So I remember, it was written up in the newspapers in America, they interviewed him when he came back from Cyprus, and he said, Shegetz, he married a grusha, that's terrible. So he said, according to the Rambam, it's only an Issa the Rabbanut. It's only an Issa Rabbanan. He's a chatz yeshiva v'shegetz. He's not a full shegetz. He didn't violate an aver d'oraisa. It's only so. It's interesting. Blazer Shach was the Rosh Yeshiva in Panovich for so many years. Panovich Rav, Rav Kahaneman, had a policy. All of the Rosh Yeshiva, there were three Rosh Yeshiva. All the Rosh Yeshiva had to take a sabbatical. So Taka, every 7 years they had to take off. They couldn't say shir because he wanted them to publish. So Rav Blazer Shach, every time he had a sabbatical, he wrote another sefer. That's why you have so many svarim. The other my yeshivas uses all of the svarim. Rav David Pavarsky also, he was one of the three Rosh Yeshiva. Every time he had a sabbatical, he put out another sefer. What's it called? Yeshua's David. His name is Rav Yeshua David Pavarsky. His name is Rav Beryl. His son is Rav Beryl Pavarsky. Very popular Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael now. So Rav Blazer Shach has long essays on the Rambam. Shver Rambam has long essay. And he has a volume on every section in the Rambam. Mada, Havas, Manim, you know, Noshim, so on. So in the end of Noshim, he has long essays. The end of Noshim, he has a page where he has a few short paragraphs, apropos to nothing. So one of the short paragraphs is that with all due respect to the Menachas Chinuch, who says that if the Kohen lives with a Grusha, without Kiddushin, he never had Chuppah the Kiddushin. It's only an Issa d'Rabbanan, and that's why the Rambam says there's no Malkus. So he writes it's not true. He has a Mefurush Arif in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that the Rambam agrees that it's an Issa d'Raisa, but it's like a Chotzi Shir. Like if you eat Trefus, if you eat Chazer, less than a Kazayas, so we eat Paschal Chotzi Shir, Asa Menat Torah, it's an Issa d'Raisa, but there's no Malkus. So this is not correct. But the Menachas Chinuch said that according to the Rambam, if it's Baal below Kiddushin, it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan, and it's not true. It's really an Issa d'Raisa. So I was wondering for years, why did he put one little paragraph? And he usually has long marachas. This has nothing to do with anything else. That after many years, it dawned upon me. That volume was probably printed after that affair with this Shofet Kohen. It was probably in all the news. I read it as a teenager. I must have been 15, 16 years old. Over 50 years ago. They had this in the American newspapers that he said it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan according to the Rambam. So Mistama, he didn't want to refer to Shofet Kohen, so he wrote it. The Menachas Chinuch says Pshat in the Rambam that it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan, and he says it's not true. It's really an Issa d'Raisa. So that's the latest shtick now that when a Kohen wants to marry a Grusha, so he knows he's not allowed to. So they say they'll go to a conservative rabbi. They won't go to an Orthodox rabbi who'll do a real good chuppah v'kiddush. Go to conservative rabbi, they have pasul ha'edim, so it won't be the kiddushin, won't be topsin, it's a joke, or they'll get married by justice of the peace, so they'll civil marriage, so they'll be living with a single girl. That's not such a big avera. To be living with a single girl, that's not such a big avera. And by doing that little avera, they spare themselves from violating the avera deraisa of a kohen begrusha, because according to the Rambam, that's the story. According to the Rambam, it's only an issa derabbanan.
The lashon of the Torah is lo'ika.
Right. So the Rambam says that the Issa b'shleimusa, that's Rav Shach quotes the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the full shear of the Aveira is Kiddush Abal. But Abal below Kiddush, and it's also an Aveira deraisa, but it's only a Chatzi Shear. So that Rambam, according to that Rambam, the nature of the Issa Chavi Lava and the nature of the Issa Chavi Krisus is totally different. Chavi Krisus is an Issa Biya. You can't say Kiddush Boal. Ain't Kiddush and Tovsim Chavi Krisus. So by Chavi Krisus, by Boal Eishasish and Boal Imam, Boal Bito, Boal Achoso, it's an Issa Biya. By Chavi Lavan, it's an Issa marriage. It's an Issa Ishus. If Kiddush Boal, then it's the full Issa. If Boal below Kiddushin, so it's a, he didn't really do the issues, he did a Maisa issues. So it's a Chatzi Shir of the Issa. Even if you hold, like Rav Shach, that it's an Issa Deraisa, but it's only like a Chatzi Shir of the Issa. So that's what the Gemara says. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, Shahaya Oisin, what's the Lashon of Gemara? The Yama Enki Dushin Tovsa Mechaibi Lavin. He holds that just like Enki Dushin Tovsa Mechaibi Krisis. Chaibi Lavin is the same. Umashvi Loki Ervo. And he equates humashveh. He equates a chayv laban with erba. Ein kiddushin tovsin. So the iser by all chayv laban and chayv krisa all the same. It's an iser bia. Mashenikin, if you all like the rabbanon, they're totally different isurim. An iser kares is an iser bia. An iser lav chayv laban is an iser ishus. It's a whole different story. The iser bishlei musa is only of kiddush boal. So that's what the gemara says. Can you consider a yevam alashuk like an Eishas Ish, as in Sonat? So the Gemara says, it's only Chai B'Lavin. According to the Rambam, Chai B'Lavin is only Kiddush Boal. It's the whole nature of the Issa is totally different. How can you say it's a Chatz Ishu of an Eishas Ish? It's in Gansan, Eishas Ish and Issa Bia, and this is an Issa Ishus. It's a Chai B'Lavin, it's a different kind of an Issa. If you all like Rabbi Akiva, that ain't Kiddush and Topsim, a Chai B'Lavin, the Chai B'Lavin is the same type of an Issa. It's Chai B'Krisus, just that it's down the Madrega. It's a little less chum instead of kores, only has a lab, but it's still an Isur of Arayis. Mashvi loki ervo. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Pashtus is that it should be Yehorg Valyava. Pashtus is. You only say Yehorg Valyava by Gili Arayis, but it's only Rashi Chazam. So what's called Gili Arayis? So we pass, let's say, a Koyim Begrusha. Someone holds a gun to the head of the Koyim, he says, you live with the Grusha, I'm going to kill you. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's not Yehorek Bal Yav, that's an Issa Bia, that's not called Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis is only Chavi Krisis. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that Chavi Lavin is also Enkidush and Topsin, and the Vlad is a Mamzer, so the Pashtus is, according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Chavi Lavin are also called Gili Arayis. So would it be Yehorek Bal Yav? He would have to give up his life for the Chavi Lavin, right? Yeah. The Gemara has three versions of how far the Rebbe Akiva goes. There is a pasuk that says Kisiyena li shtei noshim. Pasuk says in Chumash that the Gemalta echetimtze that a man is married to two women, v'achas ahuva v'achas nua. So what does it mean? One wife he loves and one wife he doesn't like. That's the simple pshat. And then I would have thought that because the bchor was born to the snua, you shouldn't be entitled to pishnai. Why? Because he doesn't have shalom bais with the wife. So the Bchor shouldn't be entitled. Why should the Bchor lose that? Because his mother is the Snua. So the Gemara says, now Snua means Snua b'nisueho. It's a prohibited marriage. He's married to a woman b'isur. So I would have thought the Bchor is not entitled to Pishnaim because he was born from a forbidden marriage. So the Gemara says, you see from that pasuk, you see an aliyish, shtei noshim, he's married to the woman b'isur. So you see Kiddush and Atopsin with an Isha Hasura. So how can Rabbi Akiva say, the way we hold, it's simple. Ein kiddush and tovsin only b'chavi krisis. If he's married to a chavi lavin, it's a achas senua. She's snua b'nisuev, she's a married beast. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that he holds ein kiddush and tovsin by all the chavi lavin. So what does he do with that pasuk? So the Gemara has three versions of what Rabbi Akiva holds. Gemara says, according to the third version, there's at least one case that the kiddush and tovsin, even though the marriage was beast, so when is that? Kain Gadol marries a Ba'ula. If he marries an Almana who was previously married an Almana, that's a Lav. So according to one version, Rabbi Akiva says, in Kiddush and Topsin, even the Kain Gadol Ba'almana. But if the Kain Gadol marries not an Almana, just marries a Ba'ula, he shouldn't have, because it says, Kim Besula Miyam Bav Yikach Isha. So if he marries a Ba'ula, that's only an Issa Rese. That's not even an Issa Lav. So that Rabbi Akiva is Maida, that the Kiddush and not Topsin, in that case.
What about the Yerush?
Gioris, we assume, is alav. Gioris is included in Loika Zaino. Isha Zaino Machalal Loikachu. We assume Ezi Zaino Hamura Batar is a Gioris. According to that version, there are three versions of Rabbi Akiva. So according to this version of Rabbi Akiva, it would be Yain Kedushin Tovsin. Right? He wouldn't be married at all. The Kedushin wouldn't be Tovsin. So there would be one rare case, a Kain Gadol, with a Be'ula, that Kedushin would be Tovsin. So that would be an Issa Biyah. Everything else is an Issa, that'll be an Issa Ishus. Everything else is an Issa Biyah, and that'll be an Issa Ishus. But we paskin, the way the Rambam says, everything, all the Chavi Laban are just an Issa Ishus. The full Issa is only Kiddush Shabuah. Yeah, this is a shtick from the last 15 years that some Orthodox rabbis are recommending to the Kohanim. Azad Bitter Rahman is the Kohanim who got divorced, can't find the Shidduch. So they tell him, go to a conservative, pick yourself a grusha, go to a conservative rabbi, go to the justice of the peace, and you'll get married over there. And according to the Rambam, it's only an Issa D'Rabban. They picked it up from Shofet Kohen. Yeah. I once met this Shofet Kohen in Eretz Yisrael many years ago, over 25 years ago. I was visiting Eretz Yisrael in the summertime, and Professor Nochum Rakover, who used to be the Deputy Minister of Justice, I think. Now he's retired already. So he had a kenes, he had a conference for judges and lawyers on issues of Dini Mamon. So he asked me to speak there. He asked me to speak about medical malpractice. What's the halacha of medical malpractice? When do you hold the doctor responsible to pay the hezek for the one who was hurt? So there's halacha, there are toseftas about this, there's a long arsamech about it. So I gave a presentation. So someone started to ask me in the middle of my presentation, someone hocked in the middle, that there's a chidush Aran and Sanhedrin says not so. So I said, no, with all due respect, that's not what the Aran says. I explained what the Aran says. So after I finished speaking, he told me, that was Shofet Kohen. That was the Sheikh. He asked with chutzpah in the middle. He asked. He was an old man. That was over 27 years ago. He's probably not alive anymore. Mid the Rabbanon, it's even an Issa Yuchid with a single boy and a single girl who theoretically are allowed to marry each other. But that's called Yuchid Penuya. So Yuchid Penuya, David Gozer Aleho. David HaMelech was Gozer Yuchid mid the Rabbanon. Amnon and Tamar. After Amnon attacked his sister, Tamar, today Moshe Rabbeinu saw that it's terrible, so he had an Asa Yuchid Penuya. David HaMelech had an Asa Yuchid Penuya. Min HaTorah Digmar says Yuchid is only Asa by Gili Arayis. So that's a shaila. What does it mean, yichud arayis? What about chavi lavin? Are they included? So when we learn the Gemara in the first perek on Zayin Amud Aleph, that was a while ago, we're on Yud Ches Amud Beis. So last year probably, when we learned Zayin Amud Aleph, we discussed, the Gemara sounds like it says that there's a discussion of an Issa yichud arayis by the Soita Labayla. The Soita Labayla does not kores. So it would appear from this that's what the Prisha brings the Rai, Karen Ira, the Achrenim bring a Rai from this Gemara on Zainam and Aleph, that the Issa Yichud Daraisa not only is not restricted only to Chavi Krisis, to have Yichud with an Eshes Ish, even a coin with a Grusha would also be an Issa Yichud Daraisa. And others were Matche, no, because Soita Labailo, the Gemara has a Loshen in Yavam, is Tumak Sivba Karais. The Chumash says, Vinitma'o, by an Eshes Ish is Insa. It says in Parshas Nasai. Vinitma'o, so the Gemara says, Tumak Sivbo, that verb appears just like by Gili Arayis. So maybe Soita Labaila is an exception to the only Soita Labaila I treated in a certain sense like Gili Arayis. There's an Issa Yichud. Maybe a Kain Begrusha, there's no Issa Yichud de Arayis. Maybe it's only Yichud de Rabbanim. So that's a Machlekes Achreinim. The Prisha and the Keren Ora hold from this Gemara Zerayah, Chazanish also writes, from this Gemara Zerayah that it's a Yichud de Arayis. And others are matre, no, soita is an exception to the rule because tumak sibo karais.
Okay, so
it's
fine
with but midirabonon, there still is an Issa Yichud Pnuya. Yeah.
Right, so the fact that it's not
Issa
Yichud Pnuya doesn't mean that it's not for example, a mother and a son, there's no Yisra of Yichud because they're not going to do anything, right?
Right, because the relationship is such that they're not going to have, and we know that they're not going to sin.
But by Lavin, Yisra Lavin, we don't say that it's okay to allow them yichud because we know they're not going to.
Right, that's the machlokes, where whether this is a siog deraisa, we don't allow yichud. It's a siog menatert. Usually I say siog later is medirabbanon, but then there are certain siogim that are deraisa. So yichud is a siog deraisa. So that's the deal in the nachrayim, whether this siog deraisa is only formulated menatert by gili arayis only, or maybe even by all chavi lavin. Then the Gemara has, we're in the middle of Yud Ches and Beis. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, what's the deal? Mao she asked on man nisuin harishoinin, or on nisuin ochiv mahu. I was married to a girl that I got divorced. I remarried her, and then the second time around, I'm choshed her biznus. So kine loving istira, and he brings it to the Beis Hamikdash. She should drink the maim amarim, and he makes a swear, and he makes a gilgul shvur. So he says, I want you to swear not only that you weren't Mizana during the second marriage when I was Kine Love in Istra, I want you to swear even on the first marriage that she wasn't Mizana, even though he was never Mikanilo. He was never Choshed anything. But once he got her caught on the Shvua Deraisa, on the second marriage, so the Gemara wants to know, can he make a Gilgul Shvua on the first marriage, but he's already divorced from her from the first marriage? What's the din? Or, on the Sui Achiv Mahu. My brother was married to the woman, and my brother died, leaving no children, no descendants, and I do Yibum. So if she was Mizana by my brother, so that's the Mishnah and Daf Hey, that I'm not allowed to do Yibum. And if I did Yibum, I have to get rid of her, I have to divorce her. But there never was any Kinyan Estir. So after I do the Yibum, then I'm the kind of love in Istra. So I catch her in a situation, she has to swear when she drinks the Maim Amarim, can I make a Gilgal Shvua on the Sui Achiv? What's the din? It doesn't say in the Mishnah. So Gdigmar Toshma, but we can infer it from the Mishnah. Since the Mishnah concludes, Zeha Klal, this is the rule. Kol Shiti Boil Velote Asura Loi, Loha Yamasna Ima. Can I make a Gilgal Shvua to make her swear she was never Mizana when she was single? Because she doesn't become Asura Baila if she was Mizana. Can I make a swear? Rav Meir says he can make a swear Gilgul Shvua lahabo. She won't be Mizana, but not she's not going to be Mizana after he divorces her. That's not his Asik. She's Mizana afterwards. It doesn't become Asura. So you see from the Mishnah, Zeaklal Kol Shitibov Velote Asura Lo Lahay Masneima. That's not a valid Gilgul Shvua. So the inference is Hasira, but if she will become Asura Lov, Achanami de Masna, then he can make a Gilgul Shvua. Shmamino, that's the din. That in these two cases, al nisurim harishayim, if I was married to a woman and she was mizana the first time, I never knew about it. Then I divorce her and I remarry her, and then I find out she was mizana the first time. I have to get divorced, even though she wasn't mizana during this issues, but she was mizana tachto. I have to get divorced. If a woman was mizana under her husband, then she gets divorced. She can marry anybody else in the world, but she can't remarry the husband. To the husband, she's asur. Then the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Rav Meir came up with the Chiddush that there's Gilgul on Lahaba. Not only Gilgul Shaovar, she wasn't Mizana Meishachi, she wasn't Mizana during Zika, she wasn't Mizana during Erisin. So even Lahaba, she will not be Mizana in the future. So what do you mean? So yes, what do you mean? Ain't Isachal Alisa? It doesn't mean a Shvue, I won't be Mizana. That's is a Din Loisinaf. Ain't Isachal Alisa? The answer is no. The Shvue Sa'Allah is going to be Chal. She accepts upon herself, she takes her shvua, she should die in Misa Mishun if she will be Mizana. So that shvua can be chal al haba. So that's what the Gemara says, Tanya, we have a Tosefta. What did Rav Meir mean? If she's contemplating being Mizana in the future, she's already going to die now miraculously? Because she has plans to sin in the future? Or it means if and when she'll be Mizana in the future, so then the miracle will occur. How can it be a miracle? A miracle is a miracle, Akashama. It doesn't make sense she should die now either. There's no poison. So just like it's a miracle now, so it'll be a miracle in the future.
Wouldn't it possibly be that way, that she wouldn't die now? Why would that even happen to say that she would die now?
Because it looks funny. I mean, the miracle is by drinking the Maimamarim, the cursed water, she's going to die now. That's how the pasuk says. She starts to drink the water, and she's gonna. Her eyes pop out, and her the blood vessels bulge.
Stay achios. So there's a
delayed reaction.
Yeah, but the delayed reaction because the water that my mom is still there. But this is 5 years later.
Yep.
So 5 years later.
When she met the sister was a few years later too.
Also, could be. The Pasha Pshat is that she kissed the sister on the lips right after. No, but Pasha Pshat, she walked out of the Beis Hamikdash, she kissed the sister on the lips, and the Weimar Morim is still there. That's the Pasha Pshat.
It still resides in her, okay. Resides in her stomach.
Yeah, okay. So that's what the Gemara says. Tanya, the Tosefta explains. Look, Yeshama. Yeah. So that's what the Tosefta explains. Rameh didn't mean to say that if she has plans now of being Mizana in the future, she's going to die now. You don't die because you plan to be Mizana. He didn't mean to say if she plans to sin in the future, she's already going to die now. She's never going to live so long to be Mizana in the future. I mean, the plan to be Mizana. No, for planning, you don't die. Hello. If and when she'll be Mizan in the future, when she's still married to this husband, my then the my mamorim will act up again, and then she'll die in the Misa Mishuna then. So the Gemara has the same shaila, similar shaila to before. Before they had a shaila, I was married to the woman, I divorced, I remarry her, and now I'm Mikane love in Istero. So I get her in a situation, in a hold where she has to swear that she was Hasoita, she wasn't Mizana. So I want to make a Gilgal Shvua that she wasn't even Mizana during the first marriage. The Gemara said, yeah, that's a valid Gilgal Shvua. So the Gemara says, now, what about according to Rab Meir? Rab Meir says, you can even make a Gilgal Shvua la Habo, that if she'll be Mizana in the future, she should die Misa Mishuna. So what if he says, he's Mekana Levinistra, man is married, Mekana Levinistra, she drinks my mom. He says, I want you to swear a gilgul that you won't be Mizana in the future, even if I'll divorce you and remarry you, that you won't be Mizana in the second marriage. And if you will, you should, that's Enisa Chalalisa, it's like Sinop, so what, you don't need it? No, it means the Shvua Sa'ala. She accepts upon herself the Shvua, she should die, Mesa Mishuna, if and when she'll be Mizana during this future, in the future, in the second marriage. That's the Gemara. Boy Ravashi, what would Rameya say? Maoshi asnod amal nisuim hachreinim. Can he make a tanai lahabo, a gilgul shvua? Tanai means a gilgul shvua. Alahabo, if he'll divorce her and remarry her, is that a valid gilgul shvua? Gemara says, yeah. Should I say, hashna mi'alai asirelei? Should I say, in this marriage, she's not going to become asura? So it's irrelevant, like making a gilgul shvua that you don't owe him money. I have no right to this. If it's not in this marriage, what right do I have to demand the shvua? Maybe I should say no. Zimdin the megarish levahadim hadala. Sometimes he's going to divorce or remarry her. There are people who remarry. I have a classmate of mine who's married to his same wife for the third time. He got divorced, he remarried her, got divorced, and he remarried her. Yeah. No, not a kohen. He's a rabbi. He's a rabbi in Flatbush. This can't kohen. Yeah.
In the retroactive case, when he makes a gilgul on the past, but he never warned her about that.
Right.
So how does that make sense? So why should she stay away from that?
That's like kofer hakol. If you might have been mikzas, you're chayav shvua derais, and now I can make you swear on a kofer hakol case, even though I don't have grounds. There was nobody to mix us on the other case.
But the second time she wasn't designed. The first time she was, but there was no steer, and he didn't tell her, he didn't warn her. So now she's going to blow up to something she was never warned about.
But if she was Mizana, yeah. She was actually Mizana. And now there is Kini Levin Istira. Now there is Kini Istira. And he makes a swear. And now she was talking innocent, nothing happened. So he makes has the right to make a Gilgul Shvua. She wasn't Mizana in the first marriage, even though he was never in Kani Law, and she won't be Mizana in the next marriage. If I'll divorce you and remarry you, I want you to swear now, you should die in Misa Mishuna if you'll be Mizana. That's it. Rameh says that's a legitimate Gilgul Shvua. Even on Lahaba and even on the Suim Achrayim. That's what the Gemara says. Boy Ravashi, what's the deal on the Suim Achrayim? Toshma. The Mishnah concludes, Hakol Shavim, all the Tanaim agree, Shalohi Amasnaimah, he has no right to make a Gilgul Shvuah, Loyal Kodim Shetisareish, Voloyal Lacha Shetisgareish. He has no right to make a swear, Gilgul Shvuah, that she was Mizana before he married her. That's not his Asik. She doesn't become Asur al Baila. And if she Mizana, if he divorces her, Baita, that's not his Asik. She doesn't become Asur al Baila. And if he will divorce her, and then Nistur al Achar, she will be Mizana, and then he'll remarry her. She doesn't become Asur al Baila. She's Mizana in between, during the period of time that she wasn't married to anybody. So you see from the Mishnah, but if he's going to remarry her, that is a legitimate Gilgul Shvua. He can make a swear now Kinas there, make us where she's innocent now, and make us where a gilgal, she will not be mizana in the future, even in a future marriage with me. Can't make us where a future marriage with someone else, that's not my asik, but a future marriage with me is yes, he can make us swear.
Could a Kohen force her to make such a shua based on a law?
What do you mean a Kohen make us swear?
In other words, before he got married, he swore that he didn't have relations
with a non-Jew. With a non-Jew, because if he had a relation with a non-Jew, he's not allowed to marry her. No. That's not an Issa Saita. There's a difference. If a Kohen marries a Grusha, a Kohen marries a Zaina, Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, the Ishus is 100% perfect marriage, but he has to get divorced. He's not allowed to live with her. If a man is married to a Saita, the Ishus is broken. The Ishus is incomplete. That's when we learned the Gemara and Daf Hey. So I must have said over, I probably said over, the Avnei Nezer quotes from the Kuzari. The Kuzari has the whole historical novel, the way the Melech HaKuzarim had the recurrent dream that his intentions are noble of serving God, but he's worshipping the wrong religion. So he had the same dream a few times in a row. So he invited a representative of the Christian religion, representative of Islam. He wasn't going to invite a rabbi because Judaism was so despised at that time. He thought for sure that Judaism doesn't stand the chance of being the right religion. So when he spoke to the Christian galach, and he spoke to the Islam, he heard that all of their religions are all based on the Jewish religion. So he said, let me investigate the Jewish religion also. So he had a rabbi give him a presentation. He fell in love with Judaism and he converted. Then he converted the whole cabinet. Then he converted the whole country. And the Jewish community in Cordova used to correspond. They used to send letters to the Melech HaKuzarim. They used to send rabbanim from time to time to preach Judaism to them, to teach them. Under the communists, they were suppressing this chunk of history. They didn't want anybody to know that a big chunk of Russia was ruled by Jews in the 1300s. And after communism collapsed a couple of years ago, so now they allow all freedom of historical research. So now they're publishing around 3 years ago, they had a big article in the New York Times. They found the capital of the Malchus HaKuzarim, and they're doing more research. Everybody knows it was a Jewish government and a big chunk of Russia under the Kuzarim. So in this Sefer HaKuzari, the Rabbi Yehuda Levi was the Talmud of the Rif, tries to reconstruct it. That's a historical novel. Tries to reconstruct what was the conversation that the rabbi had with the Melech HaKuzari. So part of the conversation he has runs as follows. The king says to the rabbi, you tell me that you observe your orthodoxy, you keep everything that it says in the Bible, but I never saw you insist all the time, the men go to mikvah all the time, the women go to mikvah all the time. They don't. All these things, you don't go to mikvah, you don't bring all the karbonos. You're not keeping what it says in the Bible. So he says, no, Adoni HaMelech Zokter, the laws of Tumah V'Tareh are only when it's tied to the Sasri with Kedusha. A person is Tameh, he's not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash, not allowed to eat Truma, not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, not allowed to eat karbonos. We live so far, there's no Truma, there's no Maaser Sheni, no karbonos. Don't base on mikvah. So the laws of Tumah V'Tareh are irrelevant today. So a person becomes Tameh, he doesn't have to go to mikveh. So then the king says, but you insist that your wives go to mikveh every month. You tell me there's no Tumah V'Tareh, because no inyonim of Kedusha. Tumah V'Tareh is only when there's a tie to the Sasa with Kedusha. So he says that married women go to mikveh has nothing to do with Tumah V'Tareh. It's a different din. Nida Asura Labayla is unrelated to Nida being an Avatum. So the Avnei Nezer, the Chassid Sherev, Tzachat Sherev Rebbe, quotes this idea from the Kuzari, that the idea of Tumah only is relevant when it's attached to the Sasi with the Yani Kedusha. So he says, the Chumash says, by an Eishas, Isha Zinso, V'nitma'o. It says three times in Parshas Nasa. V'nitma, V'nitma, V'nitma. The Mishnah says, Echel Abal, Echel Abal, Echel Atruma. An Eishas, Isha Zinso is called V'nitma. What kind of a strange expression is that, V'nitma'o? So he says, what it means is, that marriage, a Jewish marriage, has an element of kedusha. The Gemara says when you say Hariat Nukudeshes Li, that's a Lishna Derabbanan. This expression never appears anywhere in Talmud. In biblical Hebrew, you say Hariat Ishti, Hariat Arisasi, Hariat Nisuasi, Hariat Charufasi, Negdasi, Tzalasi, other things biblical, but Hariat Nukudeshes is a Lishna Derabbanan. That's the rabbis coined such an expression. But the Achrayim say, but the concept is a concept deraisa. when there's a Jewish marriage, so there's an element of kedusha that's introduced. When the woman is mezana tachas baila, it says v'nitma'or, so he invokes the Avnei, invokes this kuzari. He says the ishus is partially broken. Tum is attached to the sasi with ishus. So he says not the same. Koyin marries a grusha. Koyin gadol marries an almana. A Jew marries a mamzeres or an amoyne mayavi, whatever. That marriage is 100% marriage, but they're not allowed to live together, so he better give her a get. Calls mom, they didn't give her a get, she takes a net, he can be mefer the nedar. They're fully married. Aneshes isha zinsa, the marriage is incomplete, because it says v'nitmo, the kedusha so ishus is nevgemes. The marriage is incomplete. So that's why it's not the same. That's why it's not the same. The special, these are special dinim. He has a right to make her swear she was never mizana during the first marriage, because that's going to make his ishus is incomplete. But it has a, he's going to have a swear, I'm a kohen, I want you to swear you were never mizana with a guy before you married me. She'll become asura to the kohen, but it won't be an incomplete ishus. The ishus will be complete, and he's not allowed to live with her. But the Gilgal Shvuas only has a right to make a swear that she's not a soita, because once she's a soita, the ishus is going to be incomplete. Special din only by soita. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. And today's parsha, there's a famous kasha that the Ramban is bothered with. The Gemara has a comment that and the Mishnah has a comment. Kiyem Avram Avinu kol atarku al shaloi nitna. Avram Avinu, Eker asher shema Avram b'koli v'yishmoi mishmati mitzvah esaychu kasai v'sor esai. It sounds like he volunteered to observe all of the mitzvahs. He was somehow able to figure out on his own what the mitzvahs are, and he observed all the mitzvahs. So the assumption is that it's not only Avram Avinu, probably Yitzchak and Yankov also volunteered to observe all the mitzvahs. So, why does Yankov Avinu marry two sisters? So the Ramban thinks that it's in Chutz Lords, that this volunteering of mitzvahs, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to observe the Torah, so he tells us to observe the Torah in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lords, but to volunteer on your own, he explains, only makes sense in Eretz Yisrael. The Yikamok Mishmir is called mitzvahs. Is an Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Ramban answers. And the Maralmi Prague has a different answer. And others have a different answer. Briskarov has a different answer. So they have, in the name of Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, they have a very fascinating answer. They say Yankov Avinu fell in love with Rachel. And he promised her he's going to marry her. And he was working for so many, how many years? 6 years, no? He's working for 6 years. Then the last day, the father switches Leah. So what's he going to tell? Then he finds out he's married to the wrong girl. So he's going to tell Rachel, darling, I promised I'm going to marry you, but I have a chumrah. I only eat Chalav Yisrael. I love kosher. But what even a chumrah? You promised me. For 6 years you promised me you're going to marry me. So how can he put... He's faced with a dilemma over here. A dilemma in English means when you have a situation where all of the choices taikanish. Whatever you're going to do is no good. You're going to do an avera. So what do you do when you have a dilemma? So the Gemara says, sometimes the rule is Sheva Al Tasa Ariv, but not always. Sometimes we say the Avera, whatever you're going to do is going to be an Avera. So sometimes we say, one will be an Avera of omission, one will be Avera, you're committing an Avera Bikumbiya, say. One is the Avera will happen with Sheva Al Tasa. So over here, if you say Sheva Al Tasa Ariv, we'll say, don't marry Rachel, and you'll be violating your promise to Rachel, but you won't be violating your Chumra of not marrying two sisters. But the Gemara in Erev in Daf Kuf, we learned the Gemara together, the Erev in Daf Kuf, the Gemara says, Shev Al Tasa is not always Odif. You don't always say that that's the best. Sometimes you have other criteria that can establish that the Kumbi Yaseh Avera is less of an Avera than Shev Al Tasa. Here the Kumbi Yaseh, marrying two sisters, he'll be in violation of a Chumrah. Avram Avinu, Yisri Yankov, they had a chumrah, they volunteered to observe the mitzvah satara and ain't a mitzvah v'yos. If you promise a girl for the last 6 years you're going to marry her, the girl is going to be very upset you're not going to marry her. That's not menschlich, so that's a real din, that's not a midas chasidus. So that's odd if you're faced with a dilemma, that's the lesser of the two evils. For many years, the Aguda never joined the coalition government. So Yorik Bal Yavar, not allowed to join the Israeli government. They did, under Ben Gurion, they did terrible things. How can you join the Israeli government? So Rav Soloveitchik always used to speak for the Mizrahi, and he always used to explain, how can the Mizrahi join the coalition government? The government is doing terrible things. So he says, if you join the government, you're doing terrible. If you don't join the government, they're going to be doing worse things. So the lesser of the two evils These two. So he would give the mashal. It says Vayerid Hashem. But on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says Vayerid Hashem. Why Vayerid Hashem? So the Medrash Rabba says on that pasuk, give us a yerida for the Rabbanu Shalom. Rabbanu Shalom should come into Tumas Mitzrayim to take to be Goyal Bnei Yisrael. There was a terrible yerida. But it was like Chatei Bishvil Shetiske. The Rabbanu Shalom had to save the Jewish people, so sometimes you have to do an Aver Lishma. The Rav Soloveitchik used to hold this drosha by the Mizrahi convention all the time, and it's printed in the collection of drosha. And the Aguda never joined the coalition. After many years, Rav Shach was the head of the Aguda, so he passed and they were allowed to join the coalition government. So Rav Moshe Shtembach was a young man at that time. So he started to taina. Yohreg Bal Yavar, how can you join the Israeli government? The Gedolim before said it's Yohreg Bal Yavar, the Chazanish, and yes, Yohreg Bal Yavar. So Rav Shach felt very uncomfortable. He has to respond to Rav Moshe Shtembach. He was a young man at that time. Rav Shach wasn't yet 105 years old. He was only 70 years old, whatever. But Rav Moshe Shtembach was a young man. So he felt uncomfortable. So instead of responding to Rav Moshe Shtembach, so he sent a letter to Rav Shneur Kotler. Avraham Kotler passed away. Rav Shneur Kotler was alive at that time. And he wrote a letter in his handwriting. Has a unique style handwriting, so you can tell it's his handwriting. And he asked that they hang the letter up in all the yeshivas. So it was, lo and behold, that letter was hanging up in YU also, on the bulletin board, whoever wanted to read it. So he writes a letter explaining to Rav Shneur Kotler why he told them that they should join. So he says, Kifimashi kibalno me Rabbi Seinu, we have a tradition from our parents, our ancestors, whenever faced with a dilemma, you have to be boicha b'miotara. You have to take the lesser of the two evils. So sometimes you determine the lesser of the two evils is sheva altasa odif. That's done by sheva altasa, but that's not always the case. The sugyan erev and dafkuf amin aleph amin beis has cases, but the kumbiase is the lesser of the two evils. So he says, he finally came around to see the light, but Rav Soloveitchik said from the beginning that that's what the Mizrahi was doing. So finally he said the Aguda should do like that. The Aguda should join the coalition, because if not going to join, it's going to be worse. If you join, even though it's an Avera, it'll be a bigger Avera not to join. That's a famous story they have.
When Begin came. That was the first time it was when Begin was
Rosh Hashanah. So they have, on one occasion, there was some dedication in Kol Torah. So they had guests came from Chutz Loretz who were not so observant. And it was a very hot day, and they had this dedication. It was taking forever. It took 2-3 hours. So after the whole ceremony was all over, so Rav Shlomo Zalman was the Rosh Hashiva at that time. So he had these balabatim come into his office, and he gave them all a drink. You had to have a drink. So everybody was going to dehydrate then. So after the whole function was all over, so the Talmidim asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, how do you give him a drink? You knew they're not going to say Shakol. How can you give him a drink? So he explained, and he printed this later. He explained, saying a bracha on drinking orange juice is a din derabbanan. So lifnei iver on a din derabbanan is an aver. If I won't give them a drink, if alak b'shev ataz won't give them a drink, it'll be a lifnei iver deraisa. Why? They'll think very poorly of me. They'll think I'm such a big rabbi. The rabbi is a moron. He's an idiot. We sit there for 3 hours. We give him hundreds of thousands of dollars of our money. And we sit there for so many hours and he doesn't even give us a drink. What a stupid person. So one who thinks poorly of Talmid HaChachamim, he quoted Psukim in Bechukosai, and the Teichecha, one who has a low opinion of Talmid HaChachamim, that's an Avera Deraisa. So if I wouldn't give him a drink, I would be in violation of Lifneiva Deraisa. If I give him a drink, it's kumbi asei, but it's only a lifneiva derabbanan. So under the circumstances, the lifneiva derabbanan is the lesser of the two evils. You don't always follow sheve al tasaadi. Sometimes that's the determining factor, but sometimes you can determine based on other considerations that the lesser of the two evils is the kumbi asei. He has a whole shuv in his sefer. He has, let's say there's a kohen who fell in love, he's going to marry a non-Jewish girl. That's a serious aveira. And I can't tell him, no, don't marry her. Marry this girl from Beis Yankiv, who wears a neck up to here, and he's not going to marry her. So the alternative is, go marry this girl over here, happens to be a grusha. But to marry a grusha is a much lesser aveir, marrying a nochris. So he says, it's not an aveir lifneiva, it's a mitzvah. To convince him to marry the grusha, to save him from marrying the nochris, is a mitzvah in such a case. You wouldn't consider that lifneiva to see the mission. So he says, a lot of cases you have to judge. People a lot of times were so involved with chumras and midas chasidus, so we forget the real dinim, the real dinim that are more important than all of these chumras. Yaakov Avinu does, of course, he doesn't want to violate the midas chasidus not to marry two sisters, but not to break the girl's heart. He promised for 6 years he's going to marry her.
That's a,
okay, that's a good tetaina. That's a good tetaina. Yaakov Avinu didn't know that though. He didn't find out till later. Good.